And with me this morning, well, along with Mike Ulrich from the Parks and Rec Department, we have a very special guest on the phone today. We have Matt Kassane with us, who is going to be at Concerts on the River this Thursday night. Matt, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it, Matt.
So Matt is, the top Chris Farley impersonator in America, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. Why don't you start off, Matt, by maybe telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in entertainment in general.
Okay, well, after I finished college out at University of Maryland, this is back in the late 80s, I moved back to Chicago with my family and started taking classes at Second City, famous comedy theater in Chicago. And while I was there as a student, Chris Farley was actually there on the main stage as a performer. So we would sneak in and see Chris performing. And we loved him. So one night after one of the shows, we cornered him. We were like, Chris, come across the street and have some beers with us. And he did just that, you know. He was not famous yet. He was probably making $400 a week at that point.
Oh, man. What really drew you to patterning your act after him then?
Well, I was doing a lot of gigs. I did a lot in Wisconsin back in those days. I played Summerfest Comedy Stage, the Comedy Cafe in Milwaukee, Skyline Comedy Cafe up in Appleton. I think it's still open, actually. And I was doing lots of wacky impersonations. Gilbert Gottfried. Hey, I'm Gilbert Gottfried! You know, the guy from the Aflac Duck commercials. And then David Letterman. And lots of wacky impressions. And then, Chris passed away, unfortunately, 1997. I did a little tribute to him because I was such a huge fan of his. And so I just did a little Matt Foley, and, I just get up there on stage and just be like, all right, I want to give everybody here at the Comedy Cafe a little bit of a scenario of what my life's all about. First off, I am 35 years old, I'm thrice divorced, and for the past 6 months, I have been living in a van down by the river.
Yes.
Awesome.
Now, did Mike tell you you're actually going to be performing down by the river?
He did. And from what I heard, I'm not sure if it's official yet or if I should shut my yapper, but I've been told that they might actually have an old beat-up van for me to come out of.
Well, isn't that your own match? I don't know. We'll have to see. People have to show up to see that.
But I lived in Wisconsin. I just want to let you guys know, a side note, I lived in Wisconsin as a youth for a few years down outside Milwaukee in Menominee Falls. And it was such a great community to live in, and always been so near and dear to my heart. Every time I get a chance to play in Wisconsin, I'm always so excited, and I'm really excited to be doing this on Thursday with you guys.
So your impersonation that you do of Chris kind of led to you being interviewed for the A&E biography that they did on Chris, Anything for a Laugh. Tell us about that.
Oh, my God, you guys, that was like one of the biggest thrills of my life. They had the entire camera crew, I'm not making this up, come over to my house in Little Villa Park, Illinois, and there's like 7 or 8 people, the makeup ladies there, the sound guys, the camera guys, the director, Brent Hodge, is there. And, you know, Brent did this documentary, and he also did the other documentary from 2015, that was on Spike TV called I Am Chris Farley, and I had that DVD. I had already bought that. So when he came into my house, I ran up to him. I'm like, Brett, I've had this CD this DVD for years. Please autograph it for me, man. So it was unbelievable. And the cool part about it is, I asked him, I go, can you please remember to list me on the IMDb page, Internet Movie Database page, when you put that up on the internet. And so I'm up on this on this listing for the Chris Farley biography on A&E with all these huge celebrities, John Goodman and Al Franken and Kevin Nealon and David Spade, and then there's Matt Kassane. Who the hell? Everybody's like, who the heck is that? And me, like a moron, my IMDb page, I haven't changed it in like 15 years, so I'm wearing a Chicago Bulls jersey.
So do you have a favorite of Chris or anybody else that you do impersonate?
You know, I love doing David Letterman. I've been doing David Letterman since I was skinny, I tell people. When I do some of these impressions, I have to tell people, just use suspension of disbelief a little bit, okay? Now, I'm going to do a little David Letterman for you. All right, kids, wake the kids, phone the neighbors. It's time for the nightly top 10 list from our home office out of Sheboygan, Wisconsin. So I ask him, you know, when I'm doing these impressions, you know, I'm a little plump, but just try to imagine if Dave was here and he was a little plump. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. lots of, you know, I do a little Donald Trump, you know, in 2024, Biden is going to be hiding. Mark my words. You know, just weird stuff like that. And so when I would go out as Donald Trump, they would call me Plump Trump, you know, that kind of thing. So, anything having to do with Chris Farley, I'll go to a party to do Chris Farley. I was at one Saturday night downtown here, and, you know, the kids, it was a younger group, like between 25 and 40, and they're asking me to do, hey, do the bus driver from Billy Madison. That was one of Chris's movie roles. He was the bus driver in Billy Madison. And so I'd be like, so just like, you know, I'm always ready to do any character that Chris did, so I'd be like, boy, that Veronica Vaughn is one piece of ass I happen to know from experience, dude. But here's the truth, man. A couple things. Right before I'm ever ready to do a Chris Farley show, I always sit down and I watch the old Saturday Night Live clips of Chris doing Matt Foley. And I've seen him 1,000 times, and I'll just sit there and laugh and say to myself, how lucky am I that I get to do this, you know? Seriously. And the other thing is, after every time I do a Chris Farley show, I always just do a little thing afterwards. I just say, thanks, Chris. I really do.
That's awesome. Nice. So this Thursday night, things get underway 6:30, Mike?
6:30, Lawler Park. We had an awesome large crowd this past Thursday. It was great. So the weather looks super. So and I think Matt's going to really put on a good show. He's got some other bits besides Farley with the Blues Brothers and little bit of everything. Is that right, Matt?
Yeah, we need to recruit a Blues Brother because they got that chubby guy, and I need a skinny Elwood. So anybody want to jump on there and just put on a hat and glasses? And one thing I don't want to forget to say, you guys, Mike, I am willing to stay till midnight if I have to, and get as many people to take as many pictures as me in my Matt Foley costume, I will do as many personalized video messages as people want. Like, say, for instance, your brother couldn't make it to the show on Thursday down by the river. Well, I will do a personalized video for your brother, you know? See there, Jim, I understand you couldn't make it to the show. What's the matter? Are you smoking doobies?
That'll be great. The audience will love that. There's no doubt the audience is going to love the show. And I got just the guy for your Elwood. We'll have to go talk to Cody. Our sports guy is the MC, so we'll talk to him. He's got about the right build.
Awesome. That's going to be great. Thanks, Matt, for coming. Looking forward to seeing you.
Matt Cassane with us, the performer that is going to be at Concerts on the River this Thursday night in Prairie du Chien, Lawler Park, starting at 6:30. Looking forward to it, bud.
Thanks, man. Thanks, guys.